The Texas Rangers could clinch their first World Series title with a win over the Cardinals in St. Louis tonight. Texas now leads the best-of-seven series 3-2. A St. Louis win would force a seventh and deciding game tomorrow night in St. Louis. But the weather forecast for tonight calls for rain and temperatures dropping below 50. Not exactly boys of summer weather. Joel Sherman is covering the series for the New York Post, and he joins us from St. Louis. Joel, the TV ratings for the series haven't been very good, in part because St. Louis and Texas aren't the biggest media markets. But has the baseball been worth watching?
Yeah, I think it's been compelling, and I think, Sasha, it's always troubling because on one hand, the Dream World Series is somebody like Los Angeles and New York, Boston and Philadelphia, those kind of World Series. On the other hand, you want all the fans in the country to believe that their team has a shot to win. And I think if Texas wins either of the next two games, this will be the 10th time in 11 years they have a different World Series champion, which should send some hope out.
Albert Pujols is the Cardinals' free agent slugger, and his contract ends at the end of the season. Do you think St. Louis fans will be watching him for the last time as this series comes to an end?
My gut tells me the Cardinals want to keep their iconic player. The player doesn't really want to leave, and at the end of the day, they'll figure out a way to get remarried sometime in December.
And of course, Pujols did something in Game 3 that put him in the ranks of Babe Ruth and Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, it was quite a feat, the three home runs, which just made his decision to try to call a hit and run for himself in Game 5. So bizarre, it was against Alexi Agando, who was one of the guys he hit three homers against. And all of a sudden, he was calling a hit and run on his own in the seventh inning of what turned out to be a bizarre final three innings of Game 5.
Joel, going into the World Series this year, the matchup between the two managers of the team seemed to favor the Cardinals. Their manager is Tony La Russa, and he's known as one of the best in the game, of course. But the Rangers manager, Ron Washington, seems to be matching La Russa, maybe even outmanaging him. How is Washington pulling that off?
I think it was Napoleon who said, "Don't get in the way of your enemy when he's making mistakes." And to some degree, Tony La Russa, especially in Game 5, but I think you can make the case in Game 2 as well when he took his closer Jason Mott out, has overmanaged here instead of managed. And Washington, simply by putting a very talented team on the field, letting it play, and doing what Ron Washington does best, which is be enthusiastic and let good players play, is just allowing that to happen while La Russa is maneuvering himself into some problems here.
You mentioned Game 5. For those who haven't heard, would you explain what happened? This, of course, is the Cardinals losing in part because of La Russa's call to the bullpen, which ended up bungled.
There were probably, from about the second inning on, six or seven things that were crazy about the game, but people did focus in on the bottom of the eighth when La Russa, according to La Russa, when the Zabruta film of this episode first began, La Russa said he called the bullpen twice. The first time they didn't hear that he wanted his closer Jason Mott up, and then somehow when he asked for Jason Mott the second time, they got up Lance Lynn. Now, I'm no poet, but I don't think Lynn and Mott sound very much alike, and so I think that's confusing a lot of us. And also, Tony La Russa is kind of the father of modern bullpen usage. The fact that his bullpen coach would not anticipate that he'd want two guys up, that he'd want a righty and a lefty up. Tony La Russa has answered these questions for 2 days, Sasha, and I'm more confused after 2 days of answers than I was watching the game live.
And that will definitely be analyzed long after this World Series is over. This has been a fairly unpredictable series so far, but what is your verdict? Who do you think will win the trophy?
Well, I mean, I guess it's always easy to say a team that has two shots to win one game has the best shot here in Texas. But I'll say this, St. Louis, before this Game 5, which went haywire on them, Sasha, they've been kind of on a magic carpet ride this postseason. I don't think anyone expected them to beat Philadelphia. They did not even win the NL Central against Milwaukee, and then they beat Milwaukee in the playoffs. And here they are at home trying to win two straight games, and if possible, if this is how it ends, send Albert Pujols off right. And so I still think Texas is going to win because they only have to win one, but I do think the team down 3-2 has a real punch's shot here.
Joel Sherman is covering the World Series for the New York Post, and he's been speaking to us from St. Louis. Joel, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me on.